I am here this morning with a friend of mine and game designer, Amy Bayo, who worked on the card game You Think You Know Me. It's up on Kickstarter right now. Folks already know I've backed it as well. It's actually already funded, so congratulations, Amy.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining me to talk a bit about the game.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit about You Think You Know Me.
You Think You Know Me is a 500 card box game that is filled with I know statement cards, and you play the cards on your friends or on strangers, and you try to guess how they would answer. And if you get it right, then you discard, and if you get it wrong, then you discard and have to draw another card.
It works as sort of a party game. So in a similar atmosphere or location as you would a game like Apples to Apples or Cards Against Humanity, except far less likely to be like invasive, insulting, offensive.
I hope so. I made each card. I wrote each card with the intention of a conversation and kindness and respect. That was really important to me. I don't think there was any cringeworthy moments. There's some heavy stuff. It's, you know, there are cards to talk about life and there are cards to talk about death. But I was hoping to evoke a conversation more than squirming, if you will.
Sure. So tell me a little bit about what inspired you to design You Think You Know Me. As somebody who knows you personally, it feels like the kind of game that you would design. It has a lot of a lot of empathy to it and a lot of, it feels very, as you've said, heartwarming.
Thank you. I follow so many people online, and I love looking at their photographs on Instagram. And I love hearing about people's lives and all different facets of it. And I find that there's so much that will never make it into a post that people will share. And instead, we should talk to each other more and look at each other in our faces and spend time together and tell stories and talk and laugh. And so the cards really range from silly things like food preferences, like popcorn or cotton candy, to, what's a good deeper one? Or another fun one is like, I know that you want to write an episode of blank, you know? So
sure,
it's a fun way to talk about anything from TV to feelings and preferences.
I think I first played it at the launch party for Tacoma that Fulbright hosted. And I played it with Khalif Adams from the Spawn on Me podcast, and then Anna Schumann, who is a game writer and streamer. And it was interesting just having this space open up where we were sharing this information that, like, even when we thought we knew each other, the answers were not. We weren't always correct. And sometimes I felt like even I didn't know the answer myself. Like, somebody would be like, I know that you like, A instead of B. And I was like, maybe I do. I don't really know.
Yeah, I found that to be true watching people play the game and playing the game with people that sometimes you have to give someone a moment so they can think about what their answer is. And sometimes it's fun just to blurt it out, and maybe in that process, they learn about you and you are learning about yourself while you play a game that hopefully is making you laugh.
So one of the things I think is really interesting about Portland is that we have this really strong creative community. And it seems like when somebody has an idea, there are a bunch of resources that you have access to be able to help make that idea a reality. Can you tell me a little bit about the community that has rallied around or grown around You Think You Know Me?
Sure. First and foremost, it would be my husband, Andy Bayo, who was the second person to find out about my idea. The first was our son, Elliot, and I told him about the idea first, and I mulled it over for about 2 days before I told Andy, because I really wanted to have my pitch ready for my husband. I wanted him to get on board and see what I was seeing in my mind and what I was feeling and thinking about. And so I did think about it for like 48 hours before I presented it to him. And I immediately was like, I want to do this, and I want to do a Kickstarter, and I can't do it without your help. And I'm really inspired by the work that he's done too with XOXO Fest and bringing people together. If I learned anything from EXO, it's all about community. It's all about introducing people and sharing, and you never know what you have in common and how you can help each other. So all of those things brought together, I was able to get a prototype made in Vancouver, Washington. So I was able to just run up to Print and Play and get that done so fast. It was
sure.
great. And then I just started carrying it around with me and showing it to people. And that was long before the Kickstarters even the video was made. I just was carrying the box around with me and saying, do you want to see my game? And it just started to grow from there.
So tell me a little bit about the process of taking a game from a concept in your head to an actual physical game. You know, do you have experience doing game design or designing other projects that you used for this, or was this sort of a brand new venture for you?
This was a brand new venture for me. I never thought of myself as someone who would ever make a game. When the idea came to me, I was as shocked as anyone would be who knows me. even my son, when I said to him, as soon as I had the idea, I said, Elliot, I just came up with a game idea. And he appropriately was like, what are you talking about? It was just so out of left field. It was very surprising. And I just started writing the cards immediately on my phone, just jotting things down. Every idea that I had, I would make notes on. Every conversation that I had, if I noticed things came up, and then I would just jot that down for later and refine the cards and phrasing the cards. And then I sat down with paper and crayons and started drawing how I thought the cards should look. And I knew that at first I thought I wanted it to be, you know, one color and more artsy and designy. And then a friend of mine who is an illustrator, he does comics, he was like, just let a game be a game. And that struck something in me, and that brought me to my fruit rainbow stripey card box and cards that exist now.
Sure. It seems like I'm actually very surprised that crayons were the tool the first choice of game design tool for you.
Paper and crayons, that's what happened.
Paper and crayons. Are you a frequent crayon user?
No, but it was really fun. I just drew cards all over, you know, pages of white paper, and I just started drawing different ideas that were in my head of how the card could look and different color schemes. And then Andy helped me from there and put my ideas into reality. And then he came up with the text bubble idea of putting You Think You Know Me in the text bubble.
Sure.
So, which turned out really cute.
That's really cool.
I think.
You and I know each other through XOXO. Have you been able to, I guess, use those creative community connections and other folks in XOXO to help kind of spread the message or do testing? How have you used your friends outside of your immediate family to help kind of make the game grow?
Rail Dornfest has been helping since my cards were just my own handwriting scrawled on paper. He came over and played the game with Andy and I. So, and he helped with phrasing and getting the idea to, there were just certain words that we all agreed like didn't belong. So things like that. So really refining the vocabulary that was used. And then it's just everyone. I guess we all understand that everyone we encounter inspires us all the time, like more than you know. Like if you spend time with people, they just kind of get into your head and your ideas. And I think everyone that I met at the Outpost especially has inspired me. Everyone who is independent and creative and has made things happen has inspired me. And just telling people, you know, I've made a game and getting the immediate feedback that's exciting before they even hear what it is. I mean, that propels you to move forward. Every tiny encouragement is really welcomed and really great. And I hope I give that to people as well.
Did you have difficulty? And if so, how did you get over that process of pitching, of telling strangers or friends or whoever, hey, I made this game. Do you want to play this game? Do you want to spend time testing this game? Because that can be a pretty big barrier for folks who are trying to start projects of their own.
Oh my goodness, it's so nerve-wracking. Even handing over the box to you and Khalif, and I was just like, I was sweating. Like, it was basically just a push through moment. Like my body was made of water. I was so nervous. And then once I see people start playing, then my nerves turn into more excitement. But yeah, it's completely nerve wracking to ask people. First off, I tend to say, do you like games? Are you interested in games? And if they're like, yeah, I really love games, then that's my first step into maybe saying, well, I made a game. Do you want to hear about it? And yes, but the whole process is completely nerve-wracking, especially saying, look at me in the world the way that it is right now. It's dark, and there's so many people that are struggling, and there's attention and money that needs to go to really important things. And I'm like, oh, I made a game. Hi. You know, I don't want to pull people's attention away from things that they need to do. My hope is that You Think You Know Me will bring people together to talk and to laugh and to connect and see each other in new ways and maybe see themselves in new ways. I mean, I know that's a tall order, but that would be amazing.
Well, and I want to talk a little bit about, I mean, you know, IntelliGame is all about making connections between the real world and our games. Mm-hmm. And though this isn't a digital game, you know, I still think that there are a lot of those outside influences that come in. Folks who follow your Instagram will know that there are a couple big topics, a couple big facets of your personality, veganism and CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel like those may have played into your creation process for You Think You Know Me?
I think there are definitely sneaky cards that add in, you know, a little bit of CrossFit, weightlifting. There are cards in there, and there's a few cards that have veganism sneaky thrown in. So now you know, secret's out, because I am a vegan who CrossFit. I think maybe just the thoughtfulness of what I perceive as being vegan and having this compassionate lifestyle, I think that that's interwoven intentionally and unintentionally throughout the cards that I wrote. And then as far as CrossFit goes, I am really interested in empowering people in general and people realizing their own strength and own power, whether that's, you know, through CrossFit or writing or race car driving or taking a walk by themselves or contemplative moments alone or having big conversations with friends, whatever facet it takes to get you to feel strong and feel empowered and love yourself and all of those things. That definitely goes along with You Think You Know Me and how I view the world and strength and people and that we're all connected.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Thanks.
Well, thanks for spending some time with me and having this talk with the IntelliGame audience, Amy. The Kickstarter is still running. Do you want to give folks the wrap-up information of where they can find You Think You Know Me, how they can participate in the Kickstarter, or find more information about the game?
Thank you, yes. You can find You Think You Know Me on Kickstarter right now. You can also go to youthinkyouknowme.cards, and it will direct you to the Kickstarter. And you have until this Thursday, September 28th, at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, to order your game. And it'll ship out in February. You can buy one game or two games, you get a price discount, and three games gets you a further price discount. And I think I have one more reward. I only offered five of these, which is make a card with me. So you get three copies of the game, which I will sign, and you get to have a card collaboration with me, and your card will be in the deck that goes out to all of the Kickstarter backers.
Where can folks find you if they're looking for, maybe they want to follow you on Instagram or things like that?
You can follow me at Heart Shaped Sky on Twitter and Instagram. From there, you can find the You Think You Know Me Twitter and Instagram as well.
Thanks for talking, Amy. This has been a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to seeing the game release soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you and your time.